1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. And children, if you do not have a Bible and you can read, please look on with your parent. This is the Word of God. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short while in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face, for we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us. For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus at His coming, for you are our glory and joy. Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you. For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return, for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account, as we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father Himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you, and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another, for all people, just as we also do for you, so that He may establish your hearts without blame and holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His saints. Thus far in God's holy word, may He add His blessing to it and to us. Well, the close of the chapter and chapter 2 and into chapter 3 reveals that Paul and Silvanus and others have wanted to come to the church in Thessalonica. And having been unable, they sent Timothy to shepherd them and to strengthen them in the faith and exhort them. And so that none of them would be disturbed or moved by the affliction that Paul and others were receiving, which were ordained by God or appointed by God, those afflictions. And ours as well, all the afflictions that we have, whether it's in our body or whether it's in our soul. It's an affliction ordained by God. It's appointed by Him. And it's for our good. For we know that all things work together for our good. Even Romans 8, it says, where it also says that all things work together for our good, it says, for we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. And so Paul sends Timothy to care for them. But Paul says that Timothy has returned and he's brought good news about their faith, that they're growing. And you see in verse 6 the love with which the church had for Paul, Silvanus, Timothy, and others. So there's a love and a care for those who are part of your local congregation and for other people. Other leaders in the church, other churches, other people in our presbytery. We should be praying for these people. We should be praying for every single place where the gospel is going forth. In every pulpit, we should be praying about that. We should be longing to hear of others' faith, that we might also be encouraged. What especially I might think here as we think about Paul and Timothy and Silvanus, that this particularly has to do with elders. So me and Dave and Carl, we must be praying constantly for this church. We must be longing to do everything we can to shepherd this congregation. But we also must long to pray for others, especially in our presbytery. We know that they struggle with the truth. We should be praying for them. And we should be praying, everybody here should be praying for the elders, to shepherd them well. And for what purpose? Verse 13, we see it says that this is why we should all pray. Why should we pray for the church or other churches? This church, why? One, for the elders, that we may complete what is lacking in your faith. But then we also see at the very end that it says, so that the Lord may establish the hearts of His people without blame in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His saints. And so we should all be praying that we would grow in holiness, that we would put to death our sin, every one of us, and that we would live under righteousness, so that we might be prepared for the last day when Christ will return and we will go before the judgment seat. And so there's much we learn from here. A great encouragement that we can be to others, as we've already learned that we can be imitators of Jesus and therefore good examples to others. And also our duty in prayer, faithfully, day and night, to pray for His people.